Track 4. My personal heroine.
My personal heroine is my grandma. When we had to do a project on our personal heroes and heroines, everybody chose someone famous, like actors or singers. Although I like certain actors and singers, I thought twice about the task I had to do, and then I thought that acting in a film or performing nice songs is nice, but not heroic to me. When I thought about it, I found out that my grandma is more of a heroine than an actor or a singer. It does not matter to me that she is not famous and not everybody knows her. My teacher thought I had done a great job, although he was a bit surprised at first, like everybody else in the classroom. Anyway, my grandma has the qualities of a heroine for a number of reasons, I think. First of all, she had 8 children. Personally, I don't know anybody who has raised so many children. Moreover, each and every one of them has turned out to be a great person, and all my aunts and uncles have good jobs. My grandmother always says that education is of utmost importance, so she made sure that all my aunts and uncles got a good education and training. Her marriage was not always unproblematic, as far as I could find out. My grandfather, he died 12 years ago, was very difficult to deal with and complicated many things. He was quite egotistic and also very jealous. However, Granny always stayed strong and fought for everything she considered right. For example, my grandfather wanted their children to work instead of studying at a university, and they had great struggles because of that. But my grandma has such a strong personality that she always fought for a good cause. When she was young, she was very active in the feminist movement. She has always thought women's rights are important and that we shouldn't give up until everything is equal. Even today, she is concerned that many women earn less than men, and she still participates in demonstrations or writes readers' letters and so on. She's just so strong and always stands up for her rights, or also for the rights of people who are discriminated against. When my grandfather died, she was very sad, of course, on the one hand, but I think that on the other hand, she felt free. Now that she has to take care of the house alone, she seems to be stronger than ever, and she devotes her life to us grandchildren as well. We often come round to her house and listen to her wise stories. I've learnt so much of her. She also tells us about history and reads stories about strong women to us. She's already told us about Rosa Parks now, an African-American lady who fought in the civil rights movement. Sometimes she also tells us about men who were important throughout history, for example, Martin Luther King, Nelson Mandela, or Mahatma Gandhi. However, she prefers to talk about women because she says that they don't always get the attention they would deserve. And for all these reasons, my grandmother is my personal heroine.